Okay, so for a moment, let's do the breathing meditation for a couple of minutes just to settle our mind down. And then let's generate our motivation for doing the meditation. And think that we have incredible human potential. We have the clear light nature of our mind, which allows for us to become Buddhas. We have a precious human life, which has so much freedom and fortune, so that we have the conducive circumstances to be able to practice the path towards Buddhahood. So we want to use our life wisely. We want to purify our mind and develop our ability so that we can be of the greatest possible compassionate service to all other living beings. And in order to serve all living beings most effectively, we want to become fully enlightened Buddhas so that we'll have the wisdom, compassion, and skill of a Buddha necessary to bring the greatest benefit to living beings. And so that's our long-term purpose in doing the meditation. So spend a moment, cultivate that compassionate, altruistic intention. And then think about what it would feel like to have totally open and unbiased compassion for each and every living being. Just imagine what it would feel like to have that kind of love and concern and affection, compassion, equally for all the living beings. What could that feel like? And what would it feel like to have the wisdom of a Buddha that knows ultimate and conventional natures and modes of existence, and that knows how best to benefit others? Just imagine that quality of a Buddha's wisdom for a moment, what that would feel like. And then imagine those qualities of wisdom and compassion appearing as the medicine Buddha. So he's sitting on an open lotus flower and a flat moon disc. And his body, and in fact the whole visualization, is made of light. So his body's made of this very beautiful color, blue light. He's looking at you with acceptance and kindness. He's wearing the robes of a monastic. His left hand is in his lap, holding an alms bowl filled with medicine. And especially the medicine that cures the three poisonous attitudes of ignorance, anger, and attachment. So the medicine of the Dharma. And his right hand is on his right knee, the palm outward, holding the stem of an aurora plant. So the whole feeling around the medicine Buddha is one of incredible peace, being unflustered, being able to handle everything. And now get in touch with your deepest spiritual aspirations, the qualities that you want to develop in your practice and in your life, the things about yourself that you would really like to let go of, the benefit that you would like to be able to offer to the world. So try and get in touch with your deepest wishes and cultivate them. And then, in your own words, silently, you just address the Medicine Buddha and ask for the Medicine Buddha's blessings and inspiration to help you develop along those lines. So let's take a few minutes of silence to think about this and make our own requests, express our deepest spiritual aspirations in this way, in the presence of the Medicine Buddha. And in response to your request to the Medicine Buddha, even more brilliant blue light flows out of his body, radiates from his body, and it enters into you, either through the crown of your head or through all the pores of your body, going throughout your entire body, filling your nervous system, filling every cell with this very brilliant, deep blue light of wisdom and compassion. And similarly, this beautiful blue light flows into all of the other sentient beings surrounding you, as far as the eye can see, purifying and inspiring them as well. So really feel how everybody's body and mind becomes very tranquil and subdued as it's filled with this light of wisdom and compassion from the Medicine Buddha. And let's chant the Medicine Buddha's mantra while we continue doing the visualization. So visualizing and chanting at the same time. Taya taum bekense bekense maha bekense rasa samangate soha. Taya taum bekense bekense maha bekense rasa samangate soha. Taya taum bekense bekense maha bekense rasa samangate soha. Taya taum bekense bekense maha bekense rasa samangate soha. Taya taum bekense bekense maha bekense rasa samangate soha. Taya taum bekense bekense maha bekense rasa samangate soha. Taya taum bekense bekense maha bekense rasa samangate soha. Taya taum bekense bekense maha bekense rasa samangate soha. Taya taum bekense bekense maha bekense rasa samangate soha. Taya taum bekense bekense maha bekense rasa samangate soha. Taya taum bekense bekense maha bekense rasa samangate soha. Taya taum bekense bekense maha bekense rasa samangate soha. Taya taum bekense bekense maha bekense rasa samangate soha. Taya taum bekense bekense maha bekense rasa samangate soha. Taya taum bekense bekense maha bekense rasa samangate soha. Taya taum bekense bekense maha bekense rasa samangate soha. Taya taum bekense bekense maha bekense rasa samangate soha. Taya taum bekense bekense maha bekense rasa samangate soha. Taya taum bekense bekense maha bekense rasa samangate soha. Taya taum bekense bekense maha bekense rasa samangate soha. Taya taum bekense bekense maha bekense rasa samangate soha. Taya taum
vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha Tayata om vekase vekase ma vekase rasa samagate soha
And really feel that you and all the other sentient beings and the entire environment completely purified any kind of suffering and of the cause of that suffering, ignorance, anger, and attachment. And that your own heart and everybody else's heart is completely filled with the compassion and the love and wisdom of the Medicine Buddha. And then the Medicine Buddha comes on top of your head, facing the same way as you. And he melts into a ball of deep blue light. And that light then flows down into you through the crown of your head, into your heart chakra at the center of your chest. And really feel that the Medicine Buddha's mind and heart and your mind and heart have become completely inseparable. Focus on feeling really unified with the Medicine Buddha. And your body is very clean and clear like crystal. And then let's dedicate the positive potential that we've created through doing this practice, sending it out throughout the universe with our prayers and aspirations, that every living being can become a fully enlightened Buddha and be free completely and forever of all of their suffering and cause of suffering. And that everybody may become totally wise and totally compassionate. And let's dedicate also so that the Buddha's teachings exist in a pure form in our hearts and in our world forever. Did you find that meditation helpful? What came out of doing that meditation for you? Or does anybody have any questions about the meditation, how to do it?
Okay.
So at the very end of the meditation, we dissolve the the medicine Buddha and to us. And she's saying, what happened to everybody else? Sometimes you can lead this meditation with, instead of having the medicine Buddha in front, you can have the medicine Buddha on the top of your head, and then everybody else has a medicine Buddha on top of their head also. And in that case, when the medicine Buddha dissolves into light, your medicine Buddha dissolves into you, and the medicine Buddha on top of everybody else's head dissolves into them. I chose this time, in introducing the meditation to you, for us to visualize the medicine Buddha in front, because I thought that might be easier for the people who had never done the practice before. Another way to do it is, if you have the medicine Buddha in front, the medicine Buddha dissolves into you at the end as this ball of light. And then you can have a small medicine Buddha, like the size of your thumb, appear inside your heart chakra, which is inside your body in front of your spine. And you can imagine a small medicine Buddha made of light there at the very end of the meditation. And then he radiates out light to all the other sentient beings. Okay. So there's a few different ways to do it if you feel that it's kind of incomplete, that the medicine Buddha only dissolved into you and not everybody else. Yeah. Or if you can have the medicine Buddha dissolve into you and reappear at your heart, and then from that medicine Buddha emanates medicine Buddhas that go out into everybody else. So you can do that as well.
Mm-hmm. This was the first time I chant this mantra, so I found it difficult to chant it smoothly. And when I could chant it smoothly, I couldn't visualize the Buddha. And when I could visualize the Buddha, I couldn't chant it smoothly. So it was only until the very, very end that I could visualize the Buddha. But the Buddha is very small. It was just a first mantra.
Mm-hmm.
Is that alright?
Okay. So a couple of questions here. One question is, you know, it's sometimes hard to chant the mantra properly and do the visualization at the same time. The more you do the practice, the more you'll be able to do the two at the same time. But also I find when I do the practice, sometimes I will emphasize the visualization more, and the mantra will just kind of be in the background. And other times I'll pay more attention to the sound and the vibration of the mantra, and the visualization will be there, but it will be a little bit in the background. So each time you do the meditation, it may be different, and that's okay. Then your second question is about the size of the medicine Buddha. Can be any size. Very often they say, what do they say, like this, you know, to visualize the medicine Buddha at the level of your eyes and maybe about this big, you know, sitting in front of you. But sometimes I find when I do it, it's much, medicine Buddha's much bigger, and sometimes medicine Buddha's this big. So, you know, I just kind of let it be. Yeah, if you're going to develop samadhi on that image, then it has to stay the same size each session. But if you're just doing the practice like this, you know, I think however it appears at that particular time is okay. It's my personal opinion.